Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of the podcast. And again, for those who weren't listening to the last one, it's me on my own. Sad times. But anyway, let's be upbeat about this. So I got a bit of a crash course in the fast and furious sport of mounted games recently at Hoy's. Now, for those of you who haven't seen it, it's basically, I'm going to call it a Gymkhana on steroids. It's absolutely crazy, very, very good fun to watch, and I know the kids who take part find it really good fun as well. So to find out a bit more about the sport, I caught up with Pony Club CEO Marcus Cappell, and also some of the kids who were taking part in the Prince Philip Cup at Hoy's as well. So first of all, to explain a little bit more about mounted games, here's Marcus. So Marcus, explain to me, what is mounted games?
So mounted games, it's like stunt racing. So it's a racing competition and the riders do a variety of different skills, speed and skill, and getting on and off the pony at speed. And it developed from the cavalry skill at arms. And in the 50s, Prince Philip devised a competition. The idea was for an ordinary child, an ordinary pony, could access a competition. And at its basic level, it's shuffling mugs on poles and it's bending in and out of poles. But of course, as a sport develops, it's way beyond that now, and there's a professionalism, as with all sports now, that's there.
So it's sort of Gymkhana games to the next level.
Absolutely, yeah. Your local Gymkhana, that's the basics of it, but the techniques and the skills involved in training the ponies and the riders, and anybody can do it. We always go for the most well-mannered pony rather than just a fast pony, because manners, you don't have to have the fastest pony if it stops where you want it to stop, and that can be trained, and that's just a bit of time being spent on that. Some of the ponies do now fetch a lot of money because they've been very, very well trained, and of course if they're very fast and have got wonderful brakes and lovely manners, they're like gold dust. But it's also the rider themselves as a keeping yourself fit and being flexible and being able to bend and do all the things. So being able to pick up objects from the ground without getting off your horse, for example, being able to get on and off very quickly. So dismounting while the pony's galloping is a skill in itself, so you don't end up flattening your face. And then remounting, vaulting on. But there's also a place for being able to nip on quickly with a stirrup. Mm-hmm. So your pony's actually still stationary when you're back on board, so you can then replace the carton on top or the turret on top of the cone or put the ball on balancing it. So there's a lot of skills involved, and that's all in an atmosphere of racing and pressure. So it does really teach you to actually control yourself, mm-hmm. and you control your adrenaline. The best thing about it is working as a team and being part of the team. And for our Pony Club members, learning that you're only as good as your team, so you really support each other. So however fast you might be, there's actually four of you in it, and you've all got a role to play. And you can, the tactics as a team trainer, where you place people within that team, and who goes out first, who's your steady person at the end, who's not going to go galloping madly, and all those sorts of tactics. There's so much you can do with it. It's a lot more than just Gymkhana games.
It sounds, yeah. It's a lot more to it than you think. So how do people get involved with it?
So through the Pony Club, through our 330 branches, 450 centres, there's games at some level offered, mounted games offered at rallies, or there is a competitive structure. So we have area competitions that are held through March and April, and a branch might get together a team and go to that area, and you can qualify. At least two go through from an area, but they go to qualifying from the 19 areas, and we run four zones, and then those teams all compete at the zones, and the winner of each of those zones goes to Horse of the Year show, which is the golden ticket for a senior, and then some others qualify for the championships, and from the championships we take the top two to Hoy's. So we end up with six teams at Hoy's, and then they compete for the Prince Philip Cup. So that's the real pinnacle of the Pony Club structure, but accessible at all levels, as well as that structure. You've got all the county shows where they're running displays and competitions, friendly competitions, weekend competitions. They're great fun, and the parents as well as the children love those. So through the Pony Club, from 4 to 15, we've got the Prince Philip Cup, the Junior Mounted Games. The last couple of years, we brought in a new competition last year where we introduced a pairs competition. So you only needed two. That was deliberate, so the branches that couldn't field a team of four or five, they could find two of them to do games, and we increased the age range up to 18, so we made the pairs 12 to 18. So that was the two things there of tackling branches that couldn't get enough members to make a team, but also increasing the age slightly up to 18, which went down really well and was really popular.
Because I can imagine once they're hooked on it, you want to keep going as long as you can.
It's a brilliant grounding for all the sports. You'll often hear badminton commentators and say, oh, I bet they did games as a child and stuff. Because your seat develops, because your hands are busy with equipment, so you're not worrying about the reins, you're balancing with your seat, you've got a natural balance, the pony's moving and darting around, your body's naturally going with it. So that translates when you're going cross country and the horse slips a bit, you've got stickability from years of doing games. So it really does stand you in good stead. We have some really good dressage riders as well that have come through from a flexibility they've gained that's improved their dressage riding. But some people just want to carry on doing games and play games. They want to carry on with their 14-2 pony. And that's great, they should be able to. So there are adult organisations as well. There's the Mountain Games Association of Great Britain, which is a BAF member, and you can join that, and they have another structure of competitions, and that's an open age that you can ride at any age, however old you might be. And I can see you smile at me, yes, I am a member, and enjoy that. So I enjoy messing around with the ponies. I'm a vent rider, and that was my background, but I enjoy schooling the ponies. I appreciate the skill needed and actually the horsemanship needed to place your pony in the right place, and that's the bit that it takes up the next level. You know, turn around a bending pole is just a turn on the haunches or a canter pirouette. It might be done very, very fast, and actually you do a canter pirouette and then you do a half pirouette to stop at the table and a bin, put it down. So it's all there, the technical movements are there, and it's teaching the riders and the ponies how to use their legs and the weight at a younger age so that they can do it while their hands are busy with equipment. So you get a lot from it.
Oh, yes.
I'm passionate about it, as you can see.
All right, so clearly you're very passionate about it. Why are you so passionate about it? Obviously, we've talked about the skills you can get from it, but what's it like being part of that kind of world?
I think it encapsulates all the best of being part of the horsey world. You learn to win, you learn to lose. So you enjoy the up moments when it does all go right and you walk away winning something, but you also then appreciate you might be face down in the dirt the next day. But the lovely thing about the sport is you can win at so many levels. The winning for you could be just getting a race right. Then it could be not coming last. And maybe you could make a final from your heats, and then maybe you could look at winning a competition, or you can just have a lot of fun at a county show where there's thousands of people in the crowd watching you and cheering you on. It's really accessible as a sport for non-horsey people because it's racing. They can see the ponies going up and down. The last rider has a white hat band. When they cross the line, that team is finished. And a crowd can get that, and they like all the colour and they like the drama of all the different races, the speed races, the skill, the getting on and off. It really is stunt racing, and it is really, really impressive. And it's top level. They are very, very quick, and you've got very, very skillful riders. It's also great because it's great levelers between boys and girls, men and women, as in all horsey sports. There are races that suit better, but you can actually compete on a level playing field. I much prefer the teams. You can do it as an individual and as the pairs, as we've said. You're very exposed in an individual, and it really sharpens you up, demonstrating your skills. It's great. And I think for me, that is brilliant. Anybody who puts themselves up there, it's fantastic to watch. But the best thing is being part of the team and working so hard together. And of course, then you've got the whole social thing around it as well. You develop as a big part of a family. You can turn up all over the world and do mounted games and travel around, drop your ramp of your lorry, and then there's lots of people around, and you've just got a whole social network as well.
Well, sign me up. It sounds like really fun.
So, yeah, I think as you can tell from that interview, I'm quite keen to take mounted games up and have a go myself now. So to find out a bit more about what the kids think of it all, I caught up with representatives from the six pony clubs that were taking part in the Prince Philip Cup. So for those of you who don't know, the Prince Philip Cup at the Horse of the Year show is kind of the best of the best in terms of mounted games in this country, and many, many pony clubs put forward teams and they compete to try and win a place to go to Hoys, and then they compete there twice a day for the shows, and points, and at the end of the show, the team with the most points wins. So I went along with Marcus to the stables to meet the teams, and I'm telling you now, I don't think I've ever seen a tidier stable yard than the Pony Club one at Hoy's. It was ridiculous. Walking through all the temporary stables, which, for those of you who don't know, is basically constructed on a car park up at the NEC. And you get to the aisle with the Pony Club. You walk down, you get to the sort of painted car park line that marks the start of their stables. And it is just pristine. There is not a shaving out of place. The tack rooms as well are absolutely spotless. I've got major envy. Everything is neat as a pin, colour coordinated. Everything has its own place. It's just brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Some of you may well have seen the pictures I took when I was at Hoy's the other week. They went on our Instagram story. It's something else to be believed. But anyway, after we'd done stable inspections, which I have to admit, it made me feel a little bit like the Queen walking down the aisles and meeting all the kids. Great fun, though. Really great to meet them and their ponies and the trainers as well, who give up their time to coach the kids in mounted games. But anyway, a representative from each of the pony clubs was collared to come and talk to me and explain a bit about why they enjoy taking part in mountain games and what it means to them. So here they are.
Yeah, I'll tell them.
Okay. I'm Ben Connell and I'm from Staff College in Sandhurst.
Okay. I'm Ali Gallagher and I'm from Sir Watkin William Wynn.
I'm Emily Alexander and I'm from Strathern.
I'm Libby Hawkins and I'm from West Hants.
I'm Alice Budworth and I'm from Pendle Forest.
I'm Jess Callahan and I'm from Atherston.
Okay guys, so we're here at Hoy's for the Prince Philip Cup. Explain to me a little bit about what this is. What is the competition?
The Prince Philip Cup is a competition where six teams fight out for the biggest title of the season to be the best team in England.
So it's quite an honour to be here then?
Yeah, we've all worked really hard to qualify for the Horse of the Year show and we're all hoping to achieve the best results.
Brilliant. So why is mountain games so much fun? Why have you chosen to do it?
It's the speed and the turning and like riding all the horses. I find fun, waste of time.
And what makes a good mounted games pony?
Fast, got good brakes, easy to vault on, yeah. Good turns, yeah.
So something I've noticed is that as I've been showing around the stables, quite a few of these ponies are a little bit older. Like you'd kind of expect, right, you want fast, you want young. So is it very much a case of experience over age here? Is this?
Well, so my pony is 28 years old, but he basically acts like a 10-year-old. So, but he knows exactly what he's doing. So yeah, I guess it all does come down to experience. But you still want the speed there.
Okay. And I've also... So what I've heard, so what Marcus has told me is that mountain games, you're all very kind of, you all seem to get on with each other. You all seem to have brothers and sisters and family who've done it before. What makes, you know, is there a really nice community in mountain games? Do you all kind of get on with each other?
Yeah, I'd say like all the teams are very close because we're all in the same boat and we all know what it's like to be in the ring. So we are very supportive of each other.
And I have to say, we're stood here in the stables right now and it is so ridiculously spick and span and tidy. I'm really impressed with you guys. So explain to me a little bit about how the day works when you're here at Hoy's. What happens throughout the day?
So we wake up at 5:10 and eat breakfast or whatever, and then come up to the stables and with our tacked up ponies, and then we walk down and train, and then we come back and go back to bed, and then we wake up and then have our morning sessions or that.
And is there a prize for the tidy yards? Is that something, or is it just expected that you keep the place really tidy?
There's a trophy for best turned out.
I see. And who thinks, so who's going to win?
It's down to anything, really.
No, brilliant. Well, guys, best of luck in the Prince Philip Cup. I'm going to be watching today and doing some photoing and some videoing. So, yeah, brilliant. Have fun.
Thank you.
So that was the kids talking about mounted games. Now, there's been a few other bits and pieces that have sort of cropped up since I last rambled into a microphone to you. So, big news, Pippa Funnel, who was on a silver medal winning team at the Europeans this summer. She also won Burley just a week later. She has been shortlisted for the BT Sport Action Woman Awards 2019, which is a huge honour, and it's brilliant, obviously, to see equestrian sport up there with the likes of, we've got athletics, cycling, you know, some really big sports and some really amazing other candidates there who've been nominated for it. So the competition is stiff. It's decided on a public vote. So if you'd like to go and vote for Pippa, you can by going to btsport.com/actionwoman2019. And all the details are also on our social media feeds and the link is there too. So you can go there and click that if you'd like to vote for her. Our last podcast, I talked about Poe, which was the final five-star in the Northern Hemisphere of the 2019 season. And it was an emphatic victory for Team GBR's very own Tom McEwen. He won by 8.1 penalties over Chris Burton, riding Toledo de Cursa, who, I mean, for those of you who listen to the Europeans podcast, you know I have quite a few pony crushes. Toledo de Cursa is the ultimate pony crush. I just love him. He's brilliant. And it was so great to see him and Tom win their first five-star. And I know, obviously, this will have helped with the bitter disappointment of having to pull out of the Europeans earlier this summer. So he's done brilliantly. And, well, thanks to that victory and other good ones, there's been a bit of a shuffle in the FEI eventing rankings. Oliver Townend is still number one. Piggy French is now down to fourth, but Tom McEwen is up to fifth. And Alex Bragg is also slid into the top 10 and he's sitting in ninth. So that's great to see four Brits out of the top 10 represented there. And over to dressage, Charlotte Dujardin is, having a great time. She went over to Lyon for the World Cup qualifying leg over there with Mount St. John Freestyle. She's made it quite clear that she's hoping to qualify for the World Cup final in Vegas in 2020. Went over there. They won the Grand Prix. And then came second in the freestyle to Isabel Wirth. And because Isabel is the reigning World Cup champion, she gets an automatic ticket to the final, which means that by coming to second to her, Charlotte gets the maximum 20 points, which is a really great start to her campaign. She's going to be planning on taking freestyle over to Olympia to do the World Cup leg there. So, you know, if you haven't already got tickets, do. And if not, I'm sure it'll be broadcast on TV. And if it is, obviously, we will we'll pass on the details to you. And she's also planning on contesting the leg in Amsterdam as well in January. So everyone cross your fingers and wish the best of luck to Charlotte. She's not actually contested World Cups properly or competitively since she and Vallegro won it in 2014 and 2015. So it's great to see her back at the top now with Mount St. John Freestyle. So that's all from me. That's all the rambling I'm going to do for you today. There'll be another podcast soon. I'm not going to make any promises when, but we'll go with soon. And in the meantime, enjoy the time with your horses, watch some sport, vote for Pippa Funnel, please. And I will speak to you all again soon. Bye.